As we approach the end of the year, it's always very, very interesting to look back on what's happened in the past 12 months, but also to look forward. And in no area is it more important and more interesting to do that than the real estate market. Everyone wants to know what's happening with property prices. The man to talk about exactly that is show sponsor Nikolai Oberski from One Stop Property. He's in the studio. Nikolai, a really big report came out this week. You're across the data, as always, at One Stop Property. Was very interested, before we go to a general market update, I was interested to hear from you about some research and some data about vendor discounts, both across the Cairns market, but then also you've got some intel on what you guys are achieving at One Stop. Now, first, I guess for listeners who I'm sure everyone does know, but just to be clear for everyone, explain what a vendor discount exactly is and then tell us about what that Cairns rate was.
So your vendor is kind of your seller discount. So what the property is listed for and then what the property is sold for. So the difference in the percentage of that.
Right. So it's if you list a property for $500,000 and it sells for $480,000, that $20,000 difference as a percentage is what we are talking about here.
That's correct.
Excellent. Now, this data from CoreLogic, tell us about the Cairns vendor discount rate just been released.
So the discount in Cairns is negative 3.7%. It's a figure that not a lot of agents are actually talking about. Mm. We're only talking about how many properties that have sold and sometimes their occasional record prices.
Very interesting. So minus 3.7%. So it's incredible, isn't it? Because you do hear a lot of hype in the market.
Correct.
In the real estate industry about, oh, we're achieving record prices, prices are going through the roof, all of that stuff. And I'm sure that is the case, you know, on the odd occasion. But in reality, on average, it's down by 3.7% from what that asking price, that advertised price is versus what the general market is actually achieving.
That's correct. And that figure is actually all the way through Queensland, surprisingly, even though the market is so buoyant. So It just means agents are over-promising to get the listing and then working down, not the opposite way, and saying, well, we're guaranteeing this price, coming up with the right strategies that we work towards and marketing ideas to get that higher price.
Very interesting, because of course it relates to thousands of dollars that you are effectively missing out as a seller. Well, let's talk now, keeping in mind that negative 3.7% across the Cairns market vendor discount rate. Your experience at One Stop Property, I'm sure you've reviewed, had a look at the year that was within your team there. What are you guys achieving in comparison to that?
So all these figures are actually available in RP Data or Price Finder, so you can check it all out. But we're actually selling in the last 12 months a positive 2.9% above our list price.
There you go. So that is a very big difference from the Cairns average.
In fact, it's about 6.85% above the average.
Well, there you go. That is a massive turnaround from the Cairns average of what you guys are doing there at One Stop Property. Nikolai, have you got any examples of what that actually means in dollar terms? How does that translate, that difference in that vendor discount, how does that translate to money in people's pockets?
Certainly. So if you work, let's just do a round number of, say, your house was worth $500,000, the difference in us effectively selling it, we would get you know, $34,250 more than the average agent.
There you go. And I think sometimes, perhaps, I've certainly know acquaintances and friends who've had personal experience of working with you guys, where some agents perhaps rush to a sale because they need lots and lots of volume. They need lots and lots of turnover. And they'll often take that first offer and say, look, this is the best you're going to get. You need to sign the deal. Whereas I think you guys probably work a little bit differently, which is you take your time to get the very best price for the seller, and that's reflected in that vendor discount rate, that difference between One Stop and the general Cairns market. Very, very interesting. It's a different approach. Now, let's go to the Cairns market in general. Again, this report data just released in the last couple of days. I noticed the national price rise, the national house price rise was about 22%, which is obviously, you know, influenced by those capital cities, that Sydney and Melbourne market, which we know is just so, so hot. Have you got some data on what that looked like in the last 12 months for Cairns?
Certainly, yes, we do. Well, we just got the regional update. In the last 12 months, houses have increased 11% since October 2021, and units have been 13.4%. So good rises. We've actually had in Australia the 14 consecutive months of positive value growth. So you're seeing the capital city trends are showing greater diversity, with Brisbane and Adelaide now leading the fastest pace growth compared to Melbourne and Sydney before.
There you go. And so, like you said, okay, so 11% for houses in Cairns, obviously not where that national average is because of those hot capital city markets, but that's still a nice increase given it's been fairly flat, hasn't it, for recent years?
That's correct. So that just indicates there's still a lot more growth to come, and we're thinking it's going to keep going for another 18 months at least.
You read my mind. My next question was going to be, having a look at all this data, your advice then, or your belief, is that there is still room in that market for that price growth. There is still a runway to come.
That's correct. As long as there's no major black swan events in the world that stops that. So I do think it will keep going for another 18 months at least.
And how do you think that will be fueled? Is that out-of-towners moving here? Is it investors? Is it first homeowners? What does the mix look like?
Well, we all know the borders should be open on December the 17th. So, you know, and everyone can work from home now remotely. So that's going to be the big game changer. We're going to see people coming up here. And I think that they're going to just keep coming for a period. Some will rush, but they'll keep coming. And you got to remember, a lot of people still need a break over Christmas. And we're coming into the wet season. But, you know, that the buyer demand will still stay strong for sure.
And if you had some advice for people, particularly those who are selling, if they're considering listing their property, is there a good time to do that over the next few months? Does it really matter anymore about different seasons, different times?
Look, in a rising market, the best thing you can do is get your presentation right. Be ready to move and have it be able to move and get everything set, ready to go. And make sure you pick the best agent you can. Look, we do different pricing strategies and marketing ideas and think outside the square. Not hurry, because time will be your best friend. So it's more about when you're ready and having the right people involved, giving the right advice, because there is a difference in this market, certainly. And the cheapest agent is the one who gets the best sale price.
That's right. That's exactly
right. Not the lowest commission.
Exactly right.
Might look good up front, but we're showing that we're getting better results.
As you can see from that data on the vendor discount, right? And the other feedback I get about One Stop Property is, in terms of that presentation, in terms of helping sellers prepare their home so that you do have the best possible chance of a high price, that's something you guys really focus on.
Oh, look, we've got a full trades list of people. We do renovations for people that are interstate, and that's all inclusive in the fee, and it's just our time going into it.
Fantastic. All right, Nikolai Oberski from One Stop Property. What is the best way for people to get in touch with you and the team?
Certainly, just give us a call on 0428 33 8828, or text me, or log on to our website at onestopproperty.net.au.
You're always in need of properties. As we said, the market is rising, the market is strong, so a fantastic time if you're thinking about selling. One Stop Property, Nikolai Oberski, thanks so much for your time on the King Review today.
Thanks, Gavin. Thanks for having me.